Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series that tackles the top issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. I'm your host, Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, and we've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO, Bank of Montreal. As energy costs and environmental consciousness rise, more companies are looking for better ways to manage their energy usage. It sounds simple, but there's a lot more to effective energy management than turning off the lights at night. Not surprisingly then, certification programs in energy management and energy efficiency have emerged in recent years, including the ISO 50000 program. Your business might stand to gain from such certification and will certainly benefit from wiser energy management. On the line to discuss both opportunities is David Arkell, President and CEO of 360 Energy Incorporated. Based in Burlington, Ontario, 360 Energy provides energy management and certification services to businesses. David, welcome to the Business Coach Podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Ian.
So, David, what are the most common ways in which companies waste energy?
It's a very good question. Ultimately, and it sounds pretty simple, the first thing is that customers really don't have an understanding of how much they spend annually and where the energy is being used, whether it's electricity, natural gas, even water, even though water's not classed as energy. And so not understanding where it's being used, why it's being used, and how much it costs creates a waste. And most organizations treat energy as a fixed cost that's not controllable.
Now, in your experience at 360 Energy, have you been able to quantify the cost savings that can accrue to companies that, number one, manage their energy usage more efficiently or more effectively, and also those that become actually more energy efficient?
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing how much opportunity there is when organizations pursue this. And from our experience and also from the research that we've done around the world, there is 5 to 25% of savings that can be achieved annually on people's energy costs. In fact, it can even be higher. We've worked with organizations that have achieved a 30 to 40% savings. So it's stunning the opportunity that's available for customers with a little bit of a focus.
Now, let's talk specifically about energy efficiency. Obviously, when you figure out ways to become more efficient, you use less energy, and that reduces your cost. But there are spin-off benefits. Can you describe what some of those benefits might be?
And the benefits are significant. Not only are you reducing your energy costs, but there's also other benefits associated with it. Certainly, we've found with organizations that go through this process, the communication internally within the organization becomes enhanced even more so. What we find is that there's productivity improvements that are achieved by pursuing this. Sometimes safety issues are alleviated. Certainly environmental issues, it helps benefit that. And then we find some organizations actually use this information for even marketing purposes as well. So there's some real benefits associated by pursuing this.
Now, David, we could probably stay on the line for a good few hours talking about how to manage one's energy usage. But very briefly, can you state a couple of best practices in the realm of smart energy management?
Sure. It's interesting, remembering that most customers don't treat energy as a controllable cost. And if they treat energy as a controllable cost and put processes in place like they do with any other controllable cost, there's opportunities for savings. So two key points that organizations should be looking at is, one is developing an annual plan where a variety of people in the organization are involved in managing energy from various disciplines. Traditionally, energy management's been treated as a single person or department, and ultimately that's not that effective. So if you integrate this within the whole organization, the planning and the execution, that brings significant benefits. The next thing I want to mention is you need to ensure that you have tools in place to monitor the effectiveness of what you're doing, if it's working or if it's not working. And those are two key items that smart organizations take to make sure that this whole energy management thing is sustainable.
Energy management isn't a core competency of most businesses, and that's where consultancies like yours come in. How would you typically work with a client?
It's a long-term relationship with customers. We're working with them on a continuous basis, and the reason for that is the energy markets are always changing. When you're educating and you're developing processes and procedures 1 year, that may need to be modified from year to year. And as you noted, most organizations don't have the focus or the time to do it on their own. So they require consultants and suppliers like ourselves to engage that on an ongoing basis.
Now, 360 Energy offers a certificate in energy excellence. Why would a business want to achieve that certification?
Very good question. I think probably a couple reasons that we're finding is sometimes organizations who think that they are one of the leaders, they're looking for an outside party to actually verify and confirm that they are leader in that particular area. The other scenario is because they believe they've done the most they can, they're looking for an organization that can mentor them to be even more effective in energy management. And so that's why we developed the Certification of Energy Excellence.
Now, St. Mary's Cement in Ontario is the first company in all of North America to achieve ISO 50001 certification. Your company was involved in helping St. Mary's achieve that certification. What is ISO 50001? What does it prove to the marketplace?
Well, it's an internationally recognized standard that itemizes what systems and process must be documented, and it shows that there's a continuous improvement approach on energy efficiency within the organization. So companies that need to be recognized internationally and prove that they are taking the appropriate steps would pursue ISO 50001.
So, in fact, there is an external demand on some organizations to have this kind of certification.
Absolutely. And typically, the organizations currently that are interested in the ISO 50001 are already ISO 9000 and 14000. So those are organizations that naturally would consider ISO 50001.
And what's involved in terms of the process of achieving this certification and the potential cost?
Well, it depends on the organization and how effective they are in energy management to start with. So typically what has to happen is a gap analysis is done with an organization to understand where they are and where they need to go. And depending on the width of that gap would impact how much work and effort. I could suggest to you, because of St. Mary's and the work that they've done in the past, it's my understanding it probably cost them from, you know, $20,000 to $30,000 to pursue the certification, and they did that within 2 to 3 months. Now, there are some organizations that wouldn't be as advanced as St. Mary's, and that could take them to undertake the process and put procedures in place. It could take them from 1 to 3 years. It really is dependent on how proactive and effective they are in energy management.
So ISO 50001 will be relevant to a business if its supply chain demands it to have that certification. So it could be of value to a big business or a small business. Going back to your certificate in energy excellence, is that something that small businesses would want to have?
Something certainly that they would be interested in. What differentiates our Certification of Energy Excellence from the ISO 50000 is the ISO 50001 typically is the first step, and Certification of Energy Excellence, what was looked at there is not just at energy efficiency, but demand reduction, if renewables are pursued, what type of greenhouse gas reduction has been achieved. So it's a little more comprehensive. And also the last thing I want to mention is also procurement practices, procurement of energy as well. The business case behind this is normally the payback is within a year to implement these type of processes.
David, it sounds to me that if ISO 50001 or your Certificate in Energy Excellence aren't well suited to a specific business, they're the kinds of things that should certainly inspire those businesses to take a more systematic approach to their energy usage. And I want to thank you for telling us about them.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Ian.
David Arkell is President and CEO of 360 Energy Incorporated in Burlington, Ontario. That's it for this episode of the Business Coach Podcast. Be sure to check out other episodes, which you can download from bmo.com/coach, profitguide.com, and iTunes. For other tools to help you build your business, visit the BMO Smart Steps for Business community at bmo.com/smartbusinessowners. Until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.